Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 108 of the 80%. Naranasan mo na ba yung alam mo na kailangan mong mag-ayos ng budget pero tinatamad ka? Or lagi kang nagbibigay ng excuse na busy ka pa at may iba ka pang kailangan gawin? Or sa mag-asawa, for example, yung kailangan ninyong pag-usapan kung paano ninyo aayusin ang pera nyo. Pero parang hindi kayo makahanap ng tamang oras para gawin ito. It seems that there's always something else more important to do. So you delay talking about your finances. These are signs of a money avoidance habit at ito ang pag-uusapan natin today. So, are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Pumunta ako sa kondo ng isa kong kaibigan dahil maglalaro kami ng bagong PlayStation niya na binili niya nung Pasko. When I sat down at his workstation, I can't help but notice a pile of unopened envelopes on his desk. Oh, ang dami nitong sulat. Bakit hindi mo binubuksan? Tanong ko. Ah, mga bills lang yan at bank statements. Hindi yan importante, sagot niya. Hindi importante? Eh, paano kung may nag-payment due date na dyan? At saka, ayaw mo bang i-check kung tama yung mga na-charge sa credit card mo or kung balanse ang pera mo sa banko? Oo, importante naman yon. Pero maglalaro tayo ngayon. Mamaya na lang siguro or bukas ko na lang gawin yan. I'm sure wala pang due date dyan. Okay, I'm sorry, na-curious lang ako kasi ang dami nito eh. Sagot ko. First of all, shout out and thank you dun sa kaibigan ko dahil yung conversation na yon ang naging inspiration ko for this episode. And second, that conversation made me realize a bad money habit that I used to have when I was just starting to learn personal finance. At ito ay yung money avoidance habit. This bad habit means exactly what it says. Yung iniiwasan natin or madalas nating dinedelay yung mga financial tasks that we need to do. Psychiatrist and neuroscientist Dr. Judson Brewer defines money avoidance as the practice of ignoring our financial situation, often to our own detriment. Usual signs of this includes procrastination on dealing with our budget or trying to ignore our bills until the due date and avoiding conversations about money. Naalala ko nun, I typically set aside my Sunday afternoons for studying my cash flow and monitoring my budget. Madalas, before I sit down on the computer, may isip ko na ayusin ko muna itong work desk ko, linisin ko muna itong kwarto ko at magtimpla muna ako ng kape. Pagbukas ko ng computer, even before I open my Excel file, I would open my browser at sasabihin ko na mag-check lang ako sandali ng email ko. Then, I'd spend the next few minutes reading through my inbox hanggang sa magutom ako at maghahanap ako ng merienda. At syempre, habang kumakain ako ng merienda, isasabay ko na ang panonood ng isang episode ng Prison Break sa VCD or kung anumang TV series ang pinapanood ko during that time. Before I know it, tapos na ang hapon ko. may iba na akong kailangan gawin at sasabihin kong next week ko na lang pag-aaralan at aayusin yung pera ko. That, ladies and gentlemen, is what you call money avoidance or financial procrastination. Dealing with your personal finances can be uncomfortable. It presents to us a heavy mental burden, especially when we have to deal with some bad financial decisions that we made. And thus, it's only natural to turn away from them or delay facing our financial issues. But money avoidance won't fix our problems. Our financial concerns won't just go away if we ignore it. Hindi magically mawawala ang utang mo kapag hindi mo binubuksan ang credit card billing statements mo. That's why we have to learn strategies on how to combat money avoidance, how to stop procrastinating on dealing with our finances. And my first tip is to have that awareness that doing financial tasks will be uncomfortable, especially if it's something you don't do often. In episode 37, we discussed the two ways our brains process the world around us, which is mainly divided by System 1 and System 2. System 1 is fast thinking, which is associated with snap decisions and subconscious thoughts. While System 2 is slow thinking, which is associated with our conscious decisions and analytical thought. System 1 is large, instinctual, and emotional, while System 2 is small, rational, and logical. What I'm saying with tip number 1 is you should expect your System 1 to be loud in telling you that you should do your finances later because it's giving you discomfort. Your System 1 will suggest other more pleasant things that you can do instead. If dealing with your money has been a source of discomfort in the past, and avoiding it has offered some short-term relief, then you're more likely to repeat that same bad behavior. The key is to acknowledge and accept that doing this task will be uncomfortable, and then let your more logical brain, your System 2, take over and convince you that this is an important task that you should do now. Hello everyone, let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about a free financial coaching video that you can watch online. It's called The Secret to Saving and Building Your Future, and it's presented to you by the IMG Wealth Academy. This video will teach you the proper way to save money, and you'll also learn the 6 steps for building a strong financial foundation. If you're interested to watch this free financial coaching video, then just go to imgwealthacademy.com. Again, that's imgwealthacademy.com. That's it. Now let's go back to our episode. Tip number 2, break the habit loop. Money avoidance is a bad habit, and it will help if you can map out the habit loop around your financial stress. A habit loop is composed of the trigger, the response, and the result. Every time na ino-open mo sa asawa mo ang topic na kailangan ninyong pag-usapan ng finances nyo, that creates the trigger for them. Ang money avoidance behavior response nila, for example, is sasabihin nilang, mamaya na lang kasi may kailangan pa akong gawin. Kailangan kong maglinis ang kwarto or may kailangan akong ayusin sa trabaho. At ang result nun, magiging busy na siya at hindi nyo na mapag-uusapan ang finances nyo. One strategy is to change your environment so that the behavior response will be harder to do. For example, open the topic about your finances when you're in the car. This way, hindi masasabi ng asawa mo ang typical responses niya, and hopefully, you'll get a different result. In my case, to avoid procrastinating on doing my budget, I would often go to a coffee shop with my laptop on Sunday afternoons to do it. dahil nasa coffee shop ako, I cannot go to my usual behavior response of cleaning my desk or watching TV. It's a new environment and I use it as an opportunity to consciously choose a new response to the trigger, which is to actually do my budget. Doing this led me to the result of actually doing the financial task that I set to accomplish. Of course, the change didn't happen overnight. And for you, it could take several tries before we can break the bad habit loop of money avoidance. Again, it's important to have that awareness that there will be discomfort. But also remind yourself that enduring through this difficulty will eventually help you become financially better. Which leads us to tip number 3. Visualize your desired result and use it as motivation. Our brains are usually focused on avoiding things that are painful right now. It's really hard to look far into the future and prioritize planning ahead. This is often called delay discounting in behavioral psychology, where a future reward is discounted as compared to an immediate reward. For example, ano ang mas gusto mo? Makatanggap ng 10,000 pesos right now? Or 15,000 pesos exactly 1 year from today. Most people will choose to receive 10,000 pesos right now, even though it's financially better to get 15,000 pesos next year. Mas maganda yung 15,000 pesos because that's a 50% annual return and no investment can easily give you that today. That's delay discounting, and it's the same for money avoidance. Our emotional brain will tell you that it's better to receive a short-term relief from the pain of dealing with your finances now rather than achieving financial security in the future. Ang solution dito is to tell yourself of the many benefits that you'll receive if you go through and finish your money task. Kapag inayos mo ang budget mo ngayon, mababawasan ang stress mo sa pera, mas makaka-focus ka sa work, maiiwasan mo ang mag-overthink tungkol sa budget mo bago matulog, mas makakahinga ka ng maayos dahil mas klaro na sa'yo ang mga kailangan mong gawin para maayos ang personal finance mo. And those are just short-term results. There's also long-term benefits like being able to finally afford that dream vacation that you want to take or buy that car or dream house that you wanted. Or finally being able to secure the college education of your child. The key is really to dial in and help your brain to see the bigger and better picture if you break the habit of money avoidance. Fourth and final tip, be kind to yourself. Change won't happen overnight. The important thing is that you don't just give up when you fail. Because you will fail and that's part of learning. Forgive yourself for your past mistakes and make the effort to become better with your finances every day. Every time you stumble, every time you succumb to money avoidance, be kind and curious. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? What can I do differently next time so I can have a better result? How do you combat your money avoidance habit? Our first tip is to be aware and accept that dealing with your finances will be uncomfortable, even painful. And that's okay because this is just temporary. Second, break your habit loop by changing your environment so that you're more likely to respond positively to your money avoidance habit triggers. 3. Visualize and focus on both the short-term and long-term benefits of taking control of your finances. Use this as motivation to endure the initial discomfort of facing your financial problems. And lastly, be kind to yourself. Unlearning money avoidance is hard, and you'll most likely experience setbacks. And that's okay. We're all human. be proud of your efforts to change, and then just try again until you learn new and better financial habits. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. If you haven't done so, then please click the follow button for the 80% at i-share mo na rin ang episode na to sa mga friends mo. Kung may tanong or financial concern ka na gusto mong sagutin natin in an episode, you can contact me through our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.